Yeah, I thought it was a strange game in phases. I thought we started off and we tried to play with a little bit of width, and we didn't get much change out of that, so we simplified things up, went a little bit more direct and tried to create more multi-phase ball, and we got some change out of that. So, yeah, it wasn't first 20 minutes. We looked a little bit rusty out there, but I say we went a little bit more simple, a little bit more direct, and we got some mileage.
And that's the problem, I suppose. I know you've changed the team a lot this season, and people are coming in and going out again, and it maybe takes them that little while just to get back into get the mechanism working, kind of thing.
Yeah, that's right. I thought we took a little bit of time to bed down, but then once we found our stride, I thought we looked pretty dominant before half time. Ironically, we lost a little bit of set piece. We've been fantastic set piece over the last sort of couple of months, round scrum and round drive, and we didn't quite have the dominance that we're used to. So we played a little bit more ball in hand, a little bit more phase ball, and once we got a little bit of momentum in front foot, we looked dangerous.
Yeah. Nottingham really pushed you today, didn't they? Particularly in the scrum. They worked you hard in the scrum.
Yeah, that's right. I say set pieces has been very great, very good for us over the last couple of months. But fair play to Nottingham, George Porter in there as well. They did very well against us, and we didn't have the dominance that we've had the luxury of over the last couple of months, so you weren't able to maintain high field position or get penalties cheaply around that area, so we had to find another way.
Gus Creevy back for you today, first game of the season. How do you think he went?
Yeah, that's right. Great to have Gus back. You know, international player, his standing, captain Argentina in the championship. I think with Gus, like one or two others, it'll take him a little bit of time just to bed down and find his feet and get used to our systems and our structures, and I'm sure he'll find that very quickly.
Ryan Lamerson, he says in the first half he was at his mercurial best, his frustrating best, you might say.
Yeah, well, I see, Ryan can do wonderful things with the ball in hand, and I think when first 10-15 minutes we tried to play a little bit too ambitiously or with a bit too much width, but once we shortened it up and became a bit more direct, we looked much more efficient.
And the second half, he came off, he put Ryan Mills up to 10. I think that's something that you've been wanting to look at, isn't it?
Yeah, we just want to look at options, second half, look at contingency plans, you know, putting Ryan up there as a first receiver, putting Andy Simons came on and played very well at 12, so just looking at options in that last 20-minute period.
Interesting, that first try, Valrapava Ruskin got the ball, he wasn't going to get rid of it either, was he? He scored quite a few tries, he likes going over the line.
Yeah, he's powerful. Val's very powerful. You know, he scored one or two off the back of driving lineouts, and he also scored that this afternoon with a little bit of width. You know, he's a powerful athlete, and probably had a simpler pass, but he scored, which you know, all credit to him.
Now you've probably that was a pretty strong team that you put out today. You've got the A team game, the Cavaliers game on Monday. So, what's your team going to look like on Monday night?
Yeah, I think you'll see a similar side that played across the Munster last Friday night. So we'll give these guys an opportunity to go back in the A-team that performed so well over the last couple of months, and we'll have a real charge on Monday night as well.
And then looking ahead to the game next Saturday at London Scottish, I think Dean Ryan's been quoted as saying he's going to try and put what he thinks is the strongest side out.
Yeah, we'll look to sort of put what we think is fairly full strength a week on Saturday this Saturday against London Scottish, and you know, we know that'll be a big challenge down there away from home. You know, they're going particularly well in the championship, so we'll need to be our best down there.